السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The purification of the heart is where effort is most required. The root cause of all the problems in society is due to the spiritual diseases of the heart: pride, arrogance, jealousy. Sometimes we may think we haven't got these things. You know, I got no pride in me. But just let somebody back answer me. Why am I flaring up? Getting so angry. For what? That is pride. That anger is coming because I'm proud. Nobody must tell me why they told me. So this pride, arrogance, jealousy, malice, greed, evil desires, passions, love for the world, and so forth. So different people will have different sicknesses. Not everybody is going to have the same thing. Not everybody will have, some person he may not have any love for the world. But then he got arrogance in him. Some person may not have arrogance, but he got love for the world in him. Different people will have different illnesses. So when it comes to our physical health and well-being, there is so much of concern. Our spiritual life is by far more important than our physical well-being. Our salvation rests on our spiritual health. Far more attention needs to be given to the spiritual heart and the soul. Naturally, we mustn't neglect our physical bodies. Health is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. It is a trust from Allah Ta'ala. We should look after it, look after our health. This is why some Arab muftis, Arab ulama, they gave fatwa that smoking is haram, bilkul haram. And their reasoning was that you are destroying your health. With your own hands, you're destroying your health. It's proven beyond doubt that this is bad for your health. Now, a person is doing something with his own hands and destroying his health. Then, some of them said it's israf because you're spending money for nothing. And you'll find a person who has got a habit, whether it's a smoking habit, whether it's a hobby, whatever it may be, a person got a habit. He will give preference to that habit over anything else. So I used to stand in my father's shop. So the labor force, they get paid on a Friday, those people working in factories and all that. Some of them get paid on a Saturday, those who are working in businesses in the retail sector. But these people that are working class and they earn their money weekly. So they come to do their shopping. So the person, he'll take the baby milk powder amongst other things that he bought, grocery items. Now he comes to the till. So the cigarettes are kept by the till. Comes to the till. Now he'll ask for his cigarettes. So many boxes of this brand or that brand. When he comes to pay, he's short. He'll leave the baby milk, but he can't leave the cigarettes. The cigarettes, he needs it. The baby milk, yeah, he can leave it. But the cigarettes, he can't leave. And when it gets worse, you take a person who's involved in drugs, he will sell his last clothing item also for his drugs. person doesn't worry about anything else, doesn't worry about family, doesn't worry about anything. He needs his habit. Person who's involved in an illicit relationship, maybe a youngster, got X amount of money. Now, so many things he can do with that money, he forgets everything else. No, he needs airtime. Because he needs to talk to that illicit beloved. It's like oxygen for him. Otherwise, how much of money he wastes behind her, and she will get married to somebody else. She goes and gets married to somebody. Now all that money is wasted. All the money is spent, all wasted. He bought this present, that present, so much airtime, so much this, so much that. These are all futile things. Put our effort into the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Never goes to waste. Never goes to waste. Every effort that we put in the deen of Allah Ta'ala never goes to waste. Any person who says that they cannot fulfill a command of Allah Ta'ala, something that is faraz, something that Allah Ta'ala instructed, they say, no, you can't fulfill it. He's lying. Because when Allah Ta'ala made something faraz, then Allah Ta'ala has given everybody the ability to do it. Yes, there are situations where a person is mazoor, person is excused. But if the person doesn't fall in that category, and he say, no, I just can't do this. Whether it's namaz, whether it's roza, whether it's zakat, whether it's hajj, anything that is faraz, and the person says, I can't do it. Or anything that is haram, and the person says, no, I just can't stay away from it. He's lying. Because Allah Ta'ala is just. Allah Ta'ala doesn't oppress. So how can Allah Ta'ala make something faraz upon us and then don't give us the ability to do it and expect us to do it? If, for example, something outside here weighs 500 kgs. There's one bull here outside, 500 kgs. And I tell you, you must pick that bull up and take it to the back. So that is zulm, isn't it? How can you pick it up? That is zulm. If I'm instructing you to do that, that is zulm. Because if you can't do it, then I'm going to punish you. Then that is zulm. Allah Ta'ala's ahkam is full of justice, full of mercy. There's no zulm there. So if a person is involved in a haram, and he says, no, I just can't leave this haram. He's lying. If there is something that is faraz, and the person says, no, I just can't fulfill this faraz, he's lying. The problem is the sickness in the heart. And we can't control that nafs. The nafs is like a predator. The nafs is like a beast. Can't control it. This is why the mashayikh, they say, qillate kalam. Talkless. Associateless, talkless. Now, you will find the person who is told, talkless, talkless, associateless. No. He is just looking for a company. Who he can catch to start talking. Why? He can't control the nafs. The nafs just wants to do what it wants to do. So if a person is not going to control that nafs, he won't come right. You're not prepared to control that nafs. You're like, I'm going to have resolve now. I'm going to have resolve. Right? Now, for example, if you have mutala'a to make, now you made up your mind, see, every day, this time I'm going to sit, I'm going to do so much work, so much work, so much work. Now one friend just comes away there. All right, man, let's go have tea first. After that you can carry on. And if you give in, you're not going to carry on later on. That means you're not controlling the nafs. But you carry on. You go have your tea. I got my work to do. You must be a structured individual. Be a structured person. Time to time, I got to do X, Y, Z. Finish. Nothing must come in between. Nothing must come in between. Whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whatever, I must just continue with my work. That's how you control the nafs. But the nafs doesn't like discipline. Nafs wants to be free. One day must sleep till this time, next day must sleep till that time. Doesn't like work and doesn't like to follow a timetable. Doesn't like discipline. Just wants to. So we have to look after the physical health. We must take care of it. This is an order of Allah Ta'ala, to look after ourselves. However, physical ailments are not a problem. The worst case scenario, what will happen? Person will pass away. The worst case scenario, they have a heart attack, pass away. He will not have to endure the pain of that sickness anymore. You see sometimes people towards the latter portion of their life, how they are suffering. That even their own loved ones is not. Now Allah must do khair. They can't take it out of their mouth that Allah take the person away. They say Allah do khair. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua. That Ya Allah keep me alive for as long as life is good for me. And grant me death if death is better for me. So a person can make that dua. Somebody is really suffering. See the person, old person. Ya Allah, no, if it's better for this person to pass away, Ya Allah, take this person. Now as soon as the person passes away, now there's no pain. No more pain of that sickness. So the physical ailments will end in the dunya. But the spiritual ailments, if a person passed away, in contrast, if a person dies with spiritual sicknesses, now the problems will start. Now the problems will start in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ta'ala, give us tawfiq that we take this Islam of ours seriously. Take it seriously. We put ourselves right. Just listening to talks, that's not sufficient. The Mahazir, Mr. Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say people, they want to make khidmat of the Sheikh. So what they do? Now the Sheikh is walking to the car, they want to open the door. He got one parcel in his hand, they want to go take the parcel. He's wearing a pretty shoe, they want to do this, they want to do that. That is not the khidmat that the Sheikh requires. The Sheikh is able-bodied himself, he can carry his own parcel, he can open the car door, he can put his own shoe. Sometime that khidmat gives the Sheikh taklif. Because how you putting his shoe, that's not how he wants it to be done. Half the time the Sheikh is making bardash. His isla is getting made on the khidmat of the khuddam. The real khidmat of the Sheikh is you follow his teachings. You follow his teachings. Because that is now sawab for the Sheikh. The Sheikh gets sawab. Carrying his shoes and doing that, that can put ujub in him. You can destroy him. You make him lazy. But the main khidmat of the Sheikh is to follow the teachings, put ourselves right. Now that will be sawab for the Sheikh. Sheikh is very old, somebody, you know, he's not well, all that. Now he needs that physical khidmat. A young person, able-bodied person, he don't need that physical khidmat. You want to do out of sawab, you do. But the most important thing is to put ourselves right. What is the sense? We pat ourselves on the back that I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm the khadim. Everybody calls me the khadim. But I'm not putting myself right. Then of what use is that? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and we take our Islam seriously. It's a serious thing, we must take it seriously. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده نشهد